ladies and gentlemen, get yourself together for the
ABQ, hashtag ABQ, hashtag ROTPOD, hashtag Mr. B, hashtag Mr.
A.
Yeah, son, what? We're back, episode 109, giving you the latest scoop on everything, right, Mr. A?
Yes, sir.
I don't care if it's about your mama's...
Meh.
Hey, stop it.
Oh, easy. Yep, talk about everything, just because we can. But mostly, for myself, I like talking tech, games, movies, and Mr. A is the same as me, as well as everything else. He's an expert in everything, right, Mr. A?
Everything, son.
Bam, son.
Bam.
Yep. This is ROTPOD, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505, and this is where...
The good stuff happens.
Like this guy, the Dos Equis guy. I don't always suck at gaming, but when I do... I blame the lag, controller, weather, couch, cat, screen, dog, light, game. Is that right, Mr. A?
Yup.
Yup. Dos Equis guy.
Here's a different Dos Equis guy. I don't always get erections at Burger King, but when I do, it's a Whopper.
Oh. Bam, that's a good one, man. That's a good one.
Sorry, man. I couldn't hold it in. That's what she said.
Oh, no. Whopper. You got a Whopper there, Mr. A. Easy. Yup. And here's a picture of a car. It's all smashed up in the middle. It says, Chuck Norris was hit by that car. Correction. A car was hit by Chuck Norris.
Here's one with Mr. Bean. You know who Mr. Bean is?
Mr. Bean with his big eyes.
Yeah, it says, teacher says, pick a partner. And this is how I look at my friend.
With his big eyes open?
Yeah.
He's like, no! Yo, I like Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean's a cool guy.
Bean.
I'll invite him to any of my parties anytime. Play some poker with him. You won't know whether he's... He's playing you, or he's got a serious hand, right?
Yep.
So I got another one. It's a picture of a Call of Duty. Remember the picture of a Call of Duty Modern Warfare?
Uh-huh.
It says, elite soldier can run for 15 seconds. Do you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Because in the game, he's an elite soldier in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has all these guns and grenades and bam, he can kill. But when you're playing, he can only run for 15 seconds. Then he stops.
Will Ferrell, if my jokes offend you, 1, I'm sorry. 2, it won't happen again. 3, 1 and 2 are lies. 4, just stop being a little bitch.
That's good. I like Mr. Will Ferrell. It's a cool cat. All right. Says, there's a picture of just any lady. She's just sitting there smiling. Says video games are pointless. Then at the bottom, watches reality TV shows. Don't judge.
Here's
don't
Alan,
judge.
But on dinner of smuts. Have you seen it?
Dinner with the movie.
But the Alan part. He's dating's cool. But have you ever had stuffed pizza?
Crazy.
No.
No?
Huh? No, I haven't half stuff.
No.
That's
this right here. Here's this. Sorry, Mr. A.
A little slow there, Mr. B.
That's good. A little slow. All right. I got ready?
Go ahead.
All right. It says, If you had a job as a game tester, what would you do in your free time?
Ooh,
that's a real mind boggler right there, buddy.
Yep, I don't know what I would do.
Play games?
I'll play a different game.
Play a different game.
Yep. I'll play one of the games that's not on my to-do list.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Go for it.
Here's a little girl. She's all posing. She's like all laying on her bed and whatnot. It says, young 14-year-old girls are be like, I need a man who? And then here's Kevin Hart. No, what you need to do is do your motherfucking homework.
You can just picture Kevin Hart. and the girl's like, what? I need a man?
Yeah, no, she's taking a selfie and she's all laying on her bed. And it looks like one of those really short shorts. And she was ready to finish her sentence saying, I need a man who? And then Kevin Hart cuts it off and says, no.
No.
Need to do is do your motherfucking homework.
I know, man. Don't worry about men. Do your homework.
Get your homework done.
Yep.
Graduate first.
Graduate first. Get a job. Get a good paying job. Worry about yourself. Make sure you're all situated. Then take a selfie again.
Yo.
Bam.
Moolah is flowing like that's nothing.
That's like rock pod knowledge right there, buddy.
Yup. Ooh, rock pod knowledge.
Rock pod knowledge. We'll do that next segment. Segment on the next podcast. We'll add in a rock pod knowledge. No. We already do have a rock pod knowledge. It's at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Rock pod knowledge / inspiration for the listeners.
Yup.
All righty. Here's my last one. Gaming rule number 64. If you put a finger in your ear and scratch, it sounds like Pac-Man. Go ahead. Do it right now. Do it. You're listening. Listening right now. Do it.
I don't want to do it.
Do it. And when I actually read this, I did it. It does sound like Pac-Man. Do it, Mr. A. Do it.
It works,
huh?
Yep, it worked. Perfectly. It worked.
Pac-Man sound. Bam.
A lot.
Yeah.
You know who Anthony Davis is?
Anthony Davis. Nope. Shout out Anthony Davis.
Oh, he's an NBA player. Anthony Davis is an NBA player who has a unibrow. Goes all the way across. Connects fully, unibrow.
Is he almost like a rookie, the one that played in the All-Stars this past weekend?
Yeah.
He's a tall guy, huh?
Yeah. Anyways, there's a meme about him that says, I don't always search the internet, but when I do, I browse.
I browse. That's a good one. Shout out, Anthony.
Yo, Mr. Davis.
Anthony,
browse
Mr.
it up.
Browse it up. I browse it. I browse it, yeah, son. Alrighty. Magzter. MAGZTER. Magzter Launch. All you can read magazine subscription service for $9.99 per month. Bam! Can access up to over 2,000 plus magazines for $9.99 a month. How do you like that, buddy?
I like that. There's like all kinds of, any kind of?
Any kind of magazine. Yep, it's like, it says over 2,000. And game magazines, car magazines, motorcycle magazines, Forbes.
What about like Stars?
Yeah, Cosmopolitan, GQ, People, everything.
Us Weekly.
Us Weekly, yep.
17 again.
Even
Sweet 16.
Sweet. Yeah, I know all those magazines. Keep going, Mr. A. Keep going. What else?
Teenster.
Teenster. What is Teenster?
Anyways, cool. What was it called again?
Anyways, cool. Oh, we found out a secret from Mr. A. He's got them Teensters under his mattress, right?
Hey, don't say that.
Don't say that. Magzter. MAGZTER. Magzter Gold. 2,000 plus magazines for $9.99 a month.
Cool.
Bam.
Bam. Just as cool as this. There's no more waiting for Girl Scout cookies. Those do-si-dos no longer come with a month's time waiting. Bam! Neither do thin wheats or Samoas, for that matter. That's because local Girl Scouts have changed their cookie sales approach in 2015, offering customers the kind of instant gratification not often associated with those famous box goodies. For the first time, area scouts have dispensed with the traditional pre-order process, waiting the initiated sales until they have product in hand. Sales formally begin Monday, meaning some locals are already are devouring their $4 batches of truffles and rah-rah raisins. The Girl Scouts of New Mexico Trails, the council that oversees an estimate 400 troops and 3,000 scouts in central and northern New Mexico, made the decision to forego pre-orders and adopt the sale model, gaining popularity with scouts around the country, said Tris Maxwell, the local council product sales manager. It's been so popular so far, Maxwell said. Get it going.
Get it going. Do you like girl? What was your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I don't think I had a favorite one. I think I liked them all.
I think my favorite is the that round one. Remember that round one? the round one with the hole in the middle is the has a black, it has chocolate around it, then it has like little slices of coconut on it.
Thin mint?
No, I don't like mints, but it's like a chocolate and coconut pieces on top of it. That one's my favorite.
Thin mints, I have to do chocolate and coconut.
Thin mints, but thin mints are minty. I don't like the mints.
It has coconut.
What's
the name of it?
I think mint's supposed to be used for breath freshening, not for food.
The girls are telling you something.
Oh man, I'm gonna say that to them next time I see them. Say, what? You're offering me?
What are you trying to say, huh, little girl? Huh? Get out of my face.
Get out of my face. Just pushes her head.
Wait, that part, take that part. Now get out of here. Get out of my face.
No. This is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody help! 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 Help the Girl Scout! Help the little girl, please!
Then it gets out of hand.
What's going on today?
Don't worry. It's just people watching on the side. Thank you. That was good. Theater mode will auto silence your phone at the movies. Microsoft has put a patent for their phones. So it uses a GPS and your app. So when you go to a theater, when you're walking to a theater, the phone knows where you're at or going to the theater. You get to the theater. And your phone goes into from normal mode to theater mode. So it's kind of like an airplane mode and everything switches off. And so you don't get phones and texts and all that.
Like automatically or unless you turn it on?
Automatically, yeah. Of course, it only works with your GPS location.
Huh?
So if you have your GPS location off, then it wouldn't work as well. So you have to have your GPS on. And yeah, that's about it. Then when it senses that you're getting close to a theater, then the... your phone senses that, then it turns into theater mode, which turns off certain stuff so your phone will not interrupt others.
Oh, they should pre-download that into every single phone there is that are now coming out.
Yeah, and you make a pretty good point, too. I don't know why it has to be patented by Microsoft into their phones. Oh. It could easily be used like in a software update or just like an app. You could download an app and it could do the same thing, too, so... I don't know what the why Microsoft would be panning it. Know what I mean?
Come on, Microsoft, come on.
Yep.
Come on.
Well,
at least NASA delays space station spacewalk because of suit issues. Oh,
space station is delaying?
Yeah, because a series of upcoming spacewalks at the International Space Station will be delayed a day late. The first spacewalk by a pair of U.S. astronauts was supposed to occur Friday, but on Thursday, NASA bumped it to Saturday to complete a spacesuit investigation. The second spacewalk is now Wednesday. The third is March 1st. The extensive outdoor cable route work will prepare the arrival of new commercial crew collapse in 2017.
Oh. So,
be pretty awesome. What, imagine that if you could walk around in space.
Spacewalk, buddy.
Yeah, you think space is real? Or you think we ever left this planet? Or you think it's just all a hoax?
Lately, that's what people are saying, huh? That everything was faked, everything was staged from the moon and everything.
Yep, that we never even left planet Earth.
Yep. I don't know, man.
What do you think, Mr. B?
What do I think? I think we did. I think we went to the moon.
What about, do you think the Earth is round or you think it's straight?
I think it's round, buddy.
Why do you think it's round?
I think it's round because in the Superman movie, he flies the other way, turning the Earth counterclockwise and turns back time. That's why I know it's round, buddy.
And did a very convincing.
Yep.
Oh, I'll just leave it at
home, yes, buddy. Sir. That's how it is.
Dude.
All right, we got a listener. He says to give him a call.
Oh snap! Do it. Dude. Ball up.
Ball up.
Go.
Here it goes. It's calling.
Ring, ring,
ring, ring.
Hello.
Hello. No dice.
Ooh, the listener lost.
No dice, yo.
Hey, dude, where'd you go, man?
Thought you was listening, yo. Let's do one more time.
One more try.
Okay, it's dialing.
Ring. Hey, that's I heard the ringtone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh, no. Don't say the number. All right. Maybe next time, listener.
We should.
Don't want to?
Right. But I don't know. Can you still hear the number?
Yeah, I'll...
It's muted.
I'll mute it.
It's mutagen. And that mutagen.
Mutagen style.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 505. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Ready? Yo, what's up, listener? How's it going? It's Mr. B. And?
Mr. A.
What's up? What's just giving you a call.
What up?
What up, buddy? Just letting you know, leaving this message on the podcast, saying what's up. Thanks for listening.
What's up?
Sharing is caring.
Sharing
is caring, man.
Yeah.
And this is Mr. A.
B.
Yo. All right, buddy. Thanks for listening. Sharing is caring. Spread the word. Rock pod. Rock pod knowledge.
Yeah.
All right. Later.
Deuces.
Yeah, we did it.
We done it.
We done it, listener. Yes, sir. Yoda phone. YOTA phone 2. You say, what is this Yoda phone 2 thingy? It says two screens are indeed better than one. This Yoda device has two screens. One regular screen that you have on your smartphone right now. And in the back of the phone is a black and white e-ink display. How do you like that, buddy?
Pretty awesome.
Pretty good. Two screens. One is a regular one. The other one is an e-ink display. And you say the e-ink display could be used for reading magazines. Maybe even the web, but easy on the eyes. Takes less energy from your battery. And just a second screen e-ink display.
That's cool. Sounds awesome. You said Yoda phone?
Yoda phone 2.
2.
Yep. And just, just look for it on your carrier phones. See if they have it or not. Because it comes from Russia, a Russian company. So they just said the supply is limited. So just ask your provider if they have the phone, then you'll be able to use it.
Do you think Virgin Mobile will have it?
Virgin Mobile, I don't know. You never know, because you know some phones go on those prepaid phones, and some other go to the other companies.
Major carriers.
Yeah, major carriers. That's right, Mr. A. You got it.
T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, Altel, AT&T.
Yes, sir. And yeah, this phone is just a regular smartphone with a high-end display. The chip and everything is top-notch, and it just has an added screen in the back. E-ink display.
Whoa.
I would get one.
Sounds awesome.
It would be cool to read, just turn your phone around and use less battery to read your maybe like emails and a book or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
Oh, you book lovers.
Book lovers.
I know who's going to be losing out, though. APS school bus contractor. For the past 40 years, APS has paid contractors to bus students to school, but now the district might have to get to business itself. Chief Operation Officer Ruben Hendrickson.
Shout out to Ruben.
Yup. Because which buses service about 30% of APS students told the district last week it won't be providing services next year. Hendrickson told school board Wednesday. We are thinking about bringing it in-house, he said, explaining the district is considering taking over 121 bus routes next year. So instead of regular contractor busers or bus drivers, they're going to thinking about going in-house.
In-house themselves.
So right. There possibly could be a lot of bus drivers out of a job next
year. Uh-oh.
No, damn, here I wanted to be a bus driver next year. I guess now that's not going to happen.
Sorry, Mr. A. Your dreams have been crushed. Mobile, your phone. You know how much money you spend in a year charging your phone? Take a guess. And remember, it's a whole year, 365 days a year. 1 year, how much do you think you use charging your phone?
$100.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I don't have a buzzer. Wah, wah, wah. $5.30.
Oh. Damn.
Yes, sir, Mr. A. You just wah-wah yourself.
Damn.
Even if you leave your phone plugged in overnight, just the way your smartphone takes in the charge and then shuts off by itself.
Yeah.
$5.30. I read on this, and then I did a little research and read some more about it. And some of them even came out to like $6 and, little change, but okay. It was between like
the highest.
I think that the highest was like $6 and some change. So it's around $5 or $6 a year that you use charging your phone. I know. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you think that charging your phone all the time is using a lot of power, it is not. And just like I said, I read quite a few on this, and everybody is pretty much saying the same thing. You leave your phone, you charge your phone overnight, and it stops charging, and it's just the way your smartphone uses the battery. And the more advanced we get with the smartphones and the batteries and the chips, the electricity we use to charge them could even go lower and lower. And with that technology, it's going into other electronic devices too, like TVs and computers. Yeah. Using less electricity and just trying to be energy efficient.
Oh, okay. Man, so, like $5 a year, that's like 4 cents a day.
Yep. So spread the word. Say, you want to leave your phone charging? That's all right with me.
Just keep it charging so you'll never die.
Yes, sir.
Speaking about fatalness, a love triangle ended Monday afternoon when a man allegedly shot his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend in a busy South Valley intersection. Deputy found Deputies found the former lovers together several hours later and arrested them both.
What?
Around 1 p.m. Monday, deputies called to Bridge and Gatewood Southwest found a man lying next to the car, dead from apparently gunshot wounds. Deputies detained Rosalyn, who was 25, who told them her ex-boyfriend, 32-year-old Dominic Sanchez, shot her current boyfriend, 22-year-old Mario, after he stopped by her house with her while visiting.
What?
Yeah, detectives learned that the two men had an ongoing feud over
the ongoing feud love triangle.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have love triangle. Don't do it.
Just don't do it. It'll end up fatal.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
The girlfriend's boyfriend's daughter's ex husband's son just friend, got punched buddy, in the face. Husband. Google said to be investing major dollars in SpaceX project, which means Google is spending a lot of money so they could do some space exploration, son. That's it. $10 billion, it says. Around $10 billion, Google is going to start putting money into the space program for satellites, internet, just a bunch of stuff to help people around the world. Yep. So, yeah, $10 billion
ballers
for space.
Space.
Space Man. Ballers.
Space balls.
Space balls.
A man found shot dead in his car in the Northwest Albuquerque area. Yeah, what's up with all these killings people being left behind in there?
Wait, is it that one or this?
A man was shot and killed in a car in the Northwest Albuquerque. According to the APD, neighbors in the tiny West Side subdivision near Unser and Ladaria called the police around 10 p.m. reporting the shots were fired and there were disturbances, according to APD spokeswoman Ferris Simmons. Police found a man dead of multiple gunshot wounds in a car near the 900 block of Cloudy Road Northwest.
That's crazy.
Gunshots everywhere. Oh my God.
Man, 10 p.m. If you was listening to Rap Pod, that wouldn't be happening.
If you were at home, you wouldn't have got shot.
Would have got shot. Yes, sir. And there's a new Kickstarter happening. And this Kickstarter is raising money for this company that's calling this game Bloodsport. And it's actually taking it pretty literally. Bloodsport. You play a game. You hook up these tubes to your veins to draw blood from your body. And this machine that takes blood from your body is hooked up to the controller of an Xbox. So when you're playing a fighting game or a first-person shooter, every time you get hit or shot by a gun, the machine knows that you've gotten hit or shot, and the machine draws a little bit of blood each time.
That's crazy. Does it get put back in?
Does it what?
Does it get put back into you?
No, it's just It's going to be used for, they're trying to get it off the ground, but there's a lot of people against it. So it hasn't got off the ground yet, but they want to use it for like a blood donations. They're trying to make it sort of like a fun way to get blood from somebody, you know, like instead of going in and just doing the regular same old, they want to make this kind of sort of like a game, or it is a game. So they just want to make it a little bit fun. So when you go in, you hook this up to your arm, and when you play, there'll always be somebody there beside you watching you, like a nurse or a doctor. So when you're playing, you're having fun, you get shot, you get hit, whatever, or like those games that causes blood. So when that happens, when you get shot or something like that, it slowly draws blood from you. So the more you're getting shot, the more you get hit, the more blood it gets from you. And then when the machine reaches a certain amount, then it'll stop. Or because the doctors or nurses are right beside you, if they see you're getting dizzy or whatever, then they'll stop. They'll take care of you. It's not like they're just gonna let the machine get a lot of blood from you. They'll it's monitored.
This guy's really good, but why is he getting off sleeping?
Yeah. So yeah, this game is it's actually called Blood Sport.
What if you're at an expert level and you don't get hit or shot?
And then you probably won't be giving too much blood. That's crazy.
That is
crazy. Blood Sport.
My bad. Okay. Firefighter saves woman from balcony during a fatal blaze. Albuquerque firefighter rescues a woman from the balcony of burning second floor apartment early Thursday morning, but were unable to save another person from the dead. Firefighter arrived at the weird block of the Cole Southwest around 2:30 a.m. and found one apartment in the 19th unit building engulfed in flames and fire spreading to adjoining apartments. Captain Jason Garcia said in an email, firefighters carried the woman down a ladder from the second story balcony and put the fire out within 20 minutes. The woman was not found injured, but when a crew entered the apartment on a search and rescue mission, they found a person dead inside. Garcia said the person lived inside the apartment, but didn't realize the person's name or gender. A third resident, a 30-year-old man, suffered severe burns and was hospitalized in critical condition, and a 45-year-old man who lived next door was taken to the hospital with lacerations and was in stable conditions, Garcia said. But shout out to the fireman who saved the lady.
Shout out? But what?
Shout out. Shout out.
Yes, sir. And if you know the game Destiny, do you know the game Destiny?
Yes, sir. Brother.
Yes, sir. Well, this game on the PS4, and on the PS4, you could use this option. It's called Share Play, which you're playing online. And if you want to play a game with somebody, you just click the Share Play button, and the person on the other side could be playing with you beside you. Or it's kind of like virtual, where you can sort of like hand over the, you know, like when you're playing with your friend side by side, and you're both watching, one of them's watching the other one. So you hand the controller to your friend, and your friend is playing, and you just watch your friend. It's sort of the same thing. The other person on the other side of the online play, you can do the same thing. You're playing, and let's say you need help, and your friend says, I know how to do this. So you sort of like virtually give him the controller, and he's playing and you're watching, even though you have the game. So this share play, this kid has friends on his friends list. So he's playing Destiny, and he's using this share play. So he starts using the share play option with another kid on the other side, on the internet. So this kid with the gamer tag is called Kermit the Frog. So he's playing with him.
Yeah.
He's playing with him, and he tells him that he needs to go to the restroom. So he virtually gives the control over to Kermit the Frog guy, which is on the other side of the internet.
Oh yeah.
And when he does, when he comes back, he can see that a lot of his saved games and a lot of, you know, when you build up your weapons and stuff like that, and you just spend all that time building all those weapons that he collected and all that. I guess the other guy went and deleted a bunch of stuff from his character.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when he did that, I guess he started he got mad, and I guess he did. It does say that he started crying, and he just started asking him why would you do this or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's just a pretty funny and kind of crazy story that somebody would do that to another person. And at the same time, they're saying that it taught this boy a lesson. Instead of share playing with somebody that he doesn't know, he could it says to share play with somebody that you do know. So when he did the other guy, he didn't know the Kermit the Frog guy. So when he handed the controller over to him, and when he went to the restroom, everything, a lot of stuff from his character was gone. So all his weapons and stuff like that, he deleted it.
Yeah,
sucks. Yep.
That's a thing for ever to get infested.
Yep. So if people can relate to maybe like Call of Duty, he spent all that time and leveling up and getting your weapons, stuff like that. Just imagine somebody just coming into your room and turning on your system and just deleting everything, and it's almost the same thing.
Very crazy. That's not cool.
That's not
cool.
But
let me tell you what is cool, though. The new K9 unit dogs are getting new vests.
Ooh, with GoPro attachments.
Oh, GoPro, yeah. And Albuquerque police dog was shot multiple times in the line of duty and had to be retired last year. Publicity of the injury is one reason why the police dogs will soon have stronger vests than the department's human office. Vested interest in canines will outfit all six of the four-legged officer, the APD K9 unit, with armor that protects against bullets and knives. Armors for regular officers only protect against bullets. Police said vested interest in canines, a nonprofit that raises money and buys armor for police service dogs throughout the department, received three of the vests, two of the APD's Belgian Malignus, Jagger, and Ringo modeled the new armor for the local media Wednesday.
Ringo, shout out to Ringo.
Yeah, Ringo.
But the new vests are going to be allowed to be protected against bullets and knives.
Pretty good.
Crazy. Who would try to shank a canine?
I don't know, but I've seen it in movies, though, where canine jumps on a person and the guy pulls out a knife, always a knife, and just like... So... Protect the K9.
Watch the K9.
Yeah. Alrighty. And I think I gotta just a real quick maybe like 30 seconds. I'm gonna go through a few of these stories real quick and before they get old, okay? Yeah. Amazon to push into movie theaters with 12 original titles per year, which means Amazon is going to be making about 12 movies a year, and they're going to be pushing them into theaters quickly. Amazon movies, they're going to be made by Amazon, you know, like instead of like Sony or Paramount or those other companies.
Oh, yeah, like how Netflix have their own movies and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. So Amazon's going to be doing the same thing, but they're going to be pushing them into theaters real quick. And then right after that, they're going to be pushing it to Amazon Prime.
Nice.
Bam. And X-Files. If you know the X-Files, it's returning to TV.
Yeah.
And they are trying to get the original crew back. Even though they're going to be a little bit older, they're still going to try and bring back the old crew, same crew, instead of somebody, instead of a different character. So X-Files could be coming back.
Do it. Come back. Scully and Mulder. Do it.
Scully and Mulder. Yes, sir. And TLC. Do you know TLC?
TLC, yep.
Old school. They want to raise $100,000 on Kickstarter just so they can make another album.
Hey.
If they make it, they can get the money from like the album, from the producers, or from the company that produces the one of those what's the company called? What's the people called?
Media?
No, not the media, but the people that invest in the artists.
The label,
yeah. Thank you again, Mr. A. the label could easily give them the money to make another album, but if they do, then the label has some say so on what can be on the album and what cannot be on the album and stuff like that.
That sucks about it.
Yep. You're so
kind of do your own thing and make it the way you want. The label steps in and helps you out. They can say nope. Not this, nope, not that. Damn, it's mine.
Let me do it. I want to do it.
Yes, sir. So yeah, TLC is went to Kickstarter, and they're trying to make, they're trying to raise $100,000 because that's how much it would be to make an album and put that album out for people to get.
Cool.
So if you want to support them,
they should just put up their own money and they'll get it back once they start selling.
Yep. But I don't know about that. Maybe they, maybe they're broke.
Maybe they're broke.
Broke. Yeah. And Walmart, they are making a Chromecast competitor. It's going to cost $25. It's called a Voodoo Spark. Same thing. It's a little, like a flash drive size HDMI port. Plug it into your TV, HDMI, and wireless to your wireless router. And you can watch, Netflix and some other stuff too. But they say it's not as good as Roku and Chromecast and the Fire Stick, just because this Walmart one only does a few things. And one of the major things that it does is just Netflix. So it doesn't do like YouTube and some other stuff like those other ones do. Yeah, but it's $25. So if you're looking for something cheap that would only play Netflix, then this would be good for you. But if you want to look into other stuff like hooking it to your PC or YouTube or Twitch, Amazon, those other apps. It doesn't really do those ones.
How big is the
flash? It's just the same as a USB thumb drive. You know how those memory sticks are? It's the same size as one of those. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. It's the same size
as one of them. Some of them are really small now. Now they're making it.
Oh, okay. I think this will be the same size as the Chromecast, because you did have a Chromecast before, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be the same size, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So boom, and then yep. And I just wanted to get those stories out of the way, because like we always say at the end of a podcast, we still have a lot more to talk about, and those are some of the ones that were on my queue for a while, and I just wanted to get that out before it was history.
It's too long gone. Hey.
Yep. And I heard you have a recommended song.
Yep.
What's your recommended song, buddy?
Celebration
by who? Mac Main? All right. I think I got it right here. You ready?
Do it.
This is a recommended song by Mr. A. Shout out to all the listeners.
Yeah, pop a bottle and celebrate. We done made it to a new day. Oh, I take a living just celebrate. Cause today will be a good day. I got my mind right, money right, ready for ball. Working hard today, but I'm better tomorrow.
Yeah, blow the horns on him, my son is out, it's a brand new day and it just dawned on him. He's smoking and got him floating just like the salt water. He break his fast, we gotta cook it just like a short order. I can feed the hands when the birds covered in cheetah print. The jungle out there and the jail is a zoo to keep us in. Players and gators is crazy, we feel the need to rock and furs coming in all different colors like Peter got them. Killing yourself for a salary. Look, your line flat in the stomach. Something women that's running, watching the calories. Hope that we link and we smoking and drinking casually. Cause life without living ain't nothing but a fallacy.
Come on. Hey. Pop a bottle and celebrate. We made it to a new day. Yeah. Pop a bottle and celebrate. We made it to a new day. Oh, I take a hit and just elevate. Cause today will be a good day. I got my mind right, money right, ready for ball.
Pretty good, buddy.
Yeah.
I like it. Celebrate by Mac Main featuring Talib Kweli and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you say little or lil?
Lil.
Lil?
Lil,
yeah. Lil. All right. I got to recommend a song for the listeners too, buddy. You ready?
Yep. Do it.
Do it. Okay. I got something here. This is from METHOD, man.
Give me a woman that get down for me. My one and only that don't bust a fuck around on me. Or leave me lonely, not just a honey, but a homie. Just wanna hold me cause she got a lot of love for me. And put it on me if I need that. Plus she understand me when I beat that. It's sweet like candy, this time I might just eat that. You steal my heart, sweetheart, then you can keep that. Let's bar hop and find us a spot where we can cheat that. Push the seats back, you got the kind of body niggas beat back. Try to speak at, but get no feedback. Sophisticated, Miss Holly, educated, living well, lady that made it, type of woman you stay with.
We both know that our love will grow and we'll never.
Well, what? That was Meth Man Forever off of the 421 album. Check it out. Good album. Good album. Check it, check it out. Cool, cool. All right, Mr. A, that's 109 in the books.
Cool. Here's a quick thing. A man says to a lady, I want to give myself to you. And he says, sorry, I don't accept cheap gifts. What's the difference between three pizzas and a joke?
Three pizzas and a joke? Okay, restart.
What's the difference between three penises and a joke?
I don't know.
Your mom can't take a joke.
No.
Oh, snap.
Okay, one woman I was dating called and said, come on over, there's nobody home. So I go over there, and there was nobody home.
Yeah, it's good, buddy. It's good, Mr. A. Alrighty. Mr. A.
What's up, brother?
Would you go around the earth on a boat or a hot air balloon?
Hot air balloon.
What? Mr. A, any last words for the Rock Pod listeners in Rock Pod Land?
8 rules to a better life. Never hate. Don't worry. Live simply. Expect a little. Give a lot. Always smile. Live with love. And best of all, be with God.